Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal begins Inyan Purim Kriyas HaMegillah. He's going to explain the holiday of Purim and the reading of the Megillah. Al Pima Shekosov Rabbeinu B'maimar Uviyoyim HaBikurim B'Simen Nun Vov. Based on chapter 56 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. Ayin Shom Heitev Kol HaMaimar. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran well as an introduction to this chapter in Likutei Halachos. That's the chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal coins a term, Hastora. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the Malchus a lot. He begins by saying that each and every single person has Malchus, certain level of authority, whether it be over himself, over his family, a foreman over a group of workers, a mayor who rules over a city. Each person, and a person has to see to it to use the Malchus not as his own personal servant, you know, to use it to serve his own physical needs, but rather to use it to show respect to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about one person, that some people have this Malchus Bizgalia, some people have this authority openly, where you see that he's in charge of a certain number of people. And by certain people, it's hidden. You don't see on the surface, it looks like he's a nobody. But in truth, in heaven, he's in charge of and responsible for a whole group of neshamos and everything that are under his authority. And there, Rabbeinu Zal says that there are times that the Malchus of Kedusha goes into hiding. Hastara. And then you have to go looking for it and search it and find it. And then he speaks about a level that's even worse than Hastorah, called Hastorah Shebetoy Hastorah, where the fact that the Malchus is hidden, that fact is hidden. And then it becomes very, very hard to find. When a person doesn't realize that they're missing something, that's the worst problem in a sense. These are some of the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there. Rav Nosson Zal begins, Vehine Iker Hisgabrus Malchus Horisho, Shehuam Homon Amolek, Hu Kishaham Malchus Digdusha, He Behester. The main ability of the Malchus of Tuma, which is represented by Homon or Amolek, to be able to become strong is only when the Malchus of Kedusha is hidden. Bechinas Haster Astir. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, Hashem says there's going to come a time when I'm going to hide myself, double hide. Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ula'oim Mila'oim Ye'emotz. That these two nations, the Jews versus Esav, whenever the Jews are down, that's when Esav goes up. When Esav is down, the Jews go up. So therefore, when the Malchus of Kedusha gets hidden, that's when the Malchus of Tuma is able to come forth in all its glory. V'alkein hisgaber hamalchus achashveroish haidei pegam v'chet ho'achila. This is why the Gemara says that what gave the kingdom of Achashverosh so much power was the fact that the Jews were poigim and achila. They participated in the suda of Achashverosh. Shegoram lohem lehonois misuda shloisarosho haidei ze hisgaber aleim. That's what caused them to have pleasure from the Suda of Achashverosh, and that's what gave him the ability to rule over them. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran that when a Jew is poigim and achila, that's what causes the ponim of Hashem to become hidden. Bebechinas v'histarti ponai v'hoyo le'echol. That as a result of achila, the wrong kind of achila, it results in the histarti ponai, that the ponim of Hashem goes into hastora, into hiding. As is written in Likutei Moran chapter 47, Ki aidei pegam hu achila b'she'eino b'kashrus yicholen lipo el chas v'sholem meho'ayim ponim shel toiro lebechinas she'eino shebechinas hastora sponim. Kama shekosov rabbeinu mizeh b'maimar posuch reb Shimon v'omar. Because we find that when a Jew eats improperly, it's possible for him to fall away from all 70 faces of the Torah, 70 lights of the Torah, and fall into a deep sleep, as is brought in chapter 60 in the Likutei Moran, in the story of Choni Amagel. V'alkein nisyaitz lasois hasuda besoif golos bovel. This is why Achashverosh had this plan of making his big feast towards the end of Golos Bovel. Dahainu besoif hashivim shono shel golus bavel, towards the end of the 70 years that the Jews had spent in the golus of bavel. Ki shivim shono shel golus bavel hu bechinas sheino, because the 70 years that the Jews spent in golus bavel represents a sleep of 70 years. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, mi kedenayim ein shnin, when Choni Amagel saw that when the Jews came back from Bovel, they said, we'll come to it soon. Shekosu b'maim ranal, as is written in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Bechinas, yemei shnoisenu bohem shivim shana, the days of our lives are 70 years. Zramtom sheno yihu, and sometimes it's just a flow of sleep. Bechinas b'shuv Hashem shiva siyoin hoyinu kecholmin, as it says that the Jews made a comment that when Hashem was bringing them back to Yerushalayim after they had been exiled in Bavel, they said it felt like a dream. The 70 years that we were in Bavel felt like a dream. Kemoshapirish Rashi zal, as Rashi explains over there, that this is referring to the 70 years of Golus Bavel, that they felt like it was a one long sleep. V'alkein besoif ho'ayin shana, therefore, at the end of these 70 years, she'oz hu hisgabrus hashena, when the sleep is strongest, b'chinas hastoranal, sleep referring to the closing of the eyes, referring to the hiddenness of the malchus. Alkein kisharo Haman v'achashverish shadayin lo nigalu Yisrael, when Haman and Achashverish saw that the Jews had not yet been taken out of Golus, v'loi nisoiru mishinosom, and they hadn't awakened themselves from their sleeps, alkein sovar shelo yigalu, therefore they felt that the Jews are never going to be taken out of Golus, v'yisoiruoi, they're not going to be redeemed or aroused anymore. Because up until 70 years, there's still hope for a person to wake himself up from sleep. Because it means that the person hasn't yet unplugged themselves from all 70 channels of the Torah. V'alkein hoyoroi sheyia hagula takeif umiyad b'soif ayin shana v'loi tachra filu rega. This is why it would have been most appropriate that the geula should have been exactly at the moment of the completion of those 70 years. And it shouldn't have been delayed even a second. Ki kishiyisakev yoyser mishivim shana, because if it were to get delayed more than 70 years, v'noiflim chasashol mikolo ayin ponim, which means the Jews get unplugged from all 70 connections, azai koshe ma'oid lehisora mishena, then it becomes very difficult to wake the person up from sleep. Kim al yidei bechinas hadras ponim, unless you're able to show him the beauty of the face. Sheze yef shelio iskiim al yidei Moshiach shiyovei b'mehera b'yameinu. That represents the coming of Moshiach. Shehu bechinas hadras ponim. He represents the true beauty of the face. Bebechinas va'ad atik yoimin moto. Exactly. He reaches up to atik yoimin, the oldest of age. Atik yoimin ze bechinas hadras ponim. Atik yoimin, meaning very old age, means the beauty of the face, that whiteness of the beard. As Rabbi Nizal explains very well in chapter 16, Likutei Moran over there. The alkein kishero shaloi nigalu b'soif ha'in shana, when Haman and Achashverosh saw that the Jews had not been redeemed at the end of the 70 years, ki to'u b'cheshben, because Haman and Achashverosh had miscalculated, as the Gemara says, alkein nisyatzu lahagbir ashen aleim ulapila mikol ayin ponim shem b'chinas ayin shana al yidei ho'achila. Therefore, Haman and Achashverosh said, let's give the Jews a final fatal blow by having them eat treif, by getting them to be poigim and achila, which Rabbi Nizal says, when a person eats the wrong thing, it puts him to sleep. We know in Gashmias there are certain foods that put people to sleep. So spiritually also, if a person eats food that's pogum, it puts him into spiritual sleep. V'al kein osu suda b'soif hashivim shana k'dei sheyehene Yisrael mehem. Their main reason for that suda was to get the Yidden to participate. Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact. Shekol sudosu shalosh rosho hoye k'dei l'hachshel Yisrael b'achilas isa v'kanal. The main reason for Achashverosh's 180-day feast and all the millions of dollars that he spent was just to get the Yidden to eat. V'ze shom razal, this is why the Gemara says, Bayomim hohem kisheves hamelech al kisei malchusoi. It was specifically at that time when the king was getting established on his throne. Kishenis yashva malchusoi, when his kingdom was getting settled, he thought. Kichosha v'tor, because he miscalculated and made a mistaken calculation where it looked to him like Hashem, because originally Hashem had said to the Jews, I'm sending you into exile for 70 years, then I'm going to bring you back. Achashverosh calculated and it looked to him like the 70 years were over already and the Jews weren't being brought back. Ki al yidei te'usoi shesovar shekvar kolu hashivim shona v'loi negalu, al kein lo yigualu oid. He thought, oh, guess Hashem changed his mind and he decided not to redeem them at all, ever again. Ki yiplu chas v'sholem l'sheino yoyser ma'ayin shona kanal. Because once they cross that 70-year mark, they're going to fall into a sleep of 70 years. You know, they're going to reach that bottom called sleep of 70 years. V'al kein oso mishte daiko. And this is why he made this party, kidei lahachshel Yisroel, kidei lahagbar aleihem hasheino, to get them into deeper sleep. Ulahapilom chas v'shol michol b'chinas o'ayin shono, shem b'chinas ayin ponim shel Torah. And to get them to fall away from all 70 channels of the Torah. Kidei shayidei zeh tiskayim malchusei kanal. Thereby, strengthening and establishing his own kingdom, the Malchus of Rishus, the Malchus of Achashverosh. V'alkein bo'isoy sudo yo'atz homon arosho la'aregis vashti amalko. And this is why it was at that meal that Homon came up with the idea to kill Vashti. Shekol ze hoyo atzas hasitrachra. V'kavanoso hoyo k'dei shayidei ze yizgal gil adovar v'ti lokach ester el beis hamelech. This was all a plan. Vashti would get killed, new beauty pageant. Who gets picked in the beauty pageant? Esther, the Malchus of Kedusha, and she gets taken into the palace of Achashverosh. She gets taken captive and swallowed up by the Sidrachra. K'dei lohovi b'chinas Malchus b'hastoro yisera b'neihem. They wanted to bring the Malchus of Kedusha into a deeper hiding among them to swallow up Esther in the palace of Achashverosh. Avol be'emes hoyokoyach b'mordechai legaloi sahastorois. However, Rabbein Ezal explains in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran that Mordechai was the tzaddik who has the ability to reveal the Hastora, to reveal the Malchus of Kedusha from the Hastora. V'gam yesh loy koyach lo'ir ramu lo'hakimo me'asheno v'nafilo mikolayim ponem ma'ideh p'gam achilu kanal. And Mordechai is the one who has the ability to wake up the Jews and to inspire them, to take them out of sleep and out of their fall from p'gam achilu. Ki Mordechai hu bechinas rav chesed, because Mordechai, the word Mordechai is bigimatria rav chesed. He represents the rav chesed bechinas hadras ponim. He represents that whiteness of the beard. Bechinas atik yoimin, the old wise age. Bechinas sipurei maisius shel shonim kadmonios. He represents those stories that date back to the earliest times. Shaydeze yecholen lo'ira me'asheno shel kola shivim ponamanal, where Rabbein Ezal explains in Likutei Moran, those stories have the ability to wake a person up from a sleep, even from a 70-year sleep. Ki Mordechai b'gimatria rav chesed kemuva b'maimanal, as is brought in Likutei Moran in chapter 56. V'ze shemotzinu shekol ikra hagulo hahu hevi Mordechai al yidei sipur maisa. And this is why you find that the whole gula of the Jews at that time, Mordechai brought it about by telling a story. Bechinas vayageid Mordechai le'Esther Amalka, that Mordechai told Esther that he heard these two guys talking in this certain language, plotting against Achashverosh, and by his telling her over that story, and her telling the story to Achashverosh, That's what got Mordechai written into the good book, you know, in a good way. And then when Achashverosh couldn't sleep, and he opened up the good book and he saw he owed Mordechai a favor, that's the whole story, right? Shesiper Hamaisa Shehoyol Esther. He told the story to Esther. Shehi Bechinas Hastora, Bechinas Shena. Esther means Hastora, hidden. The Jew who has fallen into this cocoon, in a sense, he's fallen into this sleep. Kedei lo oirer me'ashena, in order to wake him up out of the sleep. Olegalos Hastora Dezer. V'chein hoya besoif, and that's exactly what happened in the end. Shai Dezer bo hagulos. That's what brought about the gula, as it says, Balailo Hahu Nodido Shnas Hamelech. That night the king's sleep was disturbed. Shnas Malkoi Sheloilam Kamashim Razal. The Gemara says, which king? The sleep of Hashem was disturbed. Vize Hoyo Alidei Sipure Maisias Shelbachinas Mordechai. What disturbed Achashverosh's sleep? He couldn't sleep. He went looking in the books to see who does he owe a favor to. And he found the story that Mordechai had revealed to him. That was when he told him to bring before him the book of memoirs. And that's where he found what Mordechai had told. Shemotzu Sipure Maisyah Shel Mordechai. They found the stories of Mordechai, Bchinas Rav Chesed Anal, Kaide Sipure Maisyah Shel Mordechai, She Sipur Lester, She Bchinas Knesset Yisroel, Shebo Bastor Aspona Bchinas Shena. Esther represents the Jews who have gone into hiding, in quotes. They've gone into Esther, they've gone into sleep. And they've gone into this state called Hastor Asponim, where Hashem has hidden his face from them because they're asleep. And Mordechai is the one who tells the story to Esther to wake her up, to wake up the Jews that are in sleep. That's how he woke them up from sleep and got them to do tshuva. And this is what caused an arousal from sleep above, Bechinas Nodedo Shnas HaMelech, where the sleep kaviyachol of the king was disturbed. Kaidei Sarusa de Lesato, who is Sarusa de Leila? Because whenever there's a reaction below on earth, it generates a reaction up in heaven. Veze Bechinas Vatoimer Esther LaMelech B'Shem Mordechai. Esther told over to King Achashverosh, in the name of Mordechai, what had happened. Shebechinas Esther, Dainu Knesset Yisroel, the Shechina had the ability to speak good on behalf of the Jews. She told over to Hashem and brought up these stories of Mordechai, which causes a waking up from sleep. V'zehu b'chinas kriya samegillah shekovu ledoirois likroi samegillah b'chol shona v'shona. This is the whole concept of the reading of the Megillah that we do every year. V'hi ikra mitzvah shel Purim. And that's the main mitzvah of Purim. Kedei lo oirer es Yisroel b'chol shona mebchinas shena. To wake up the Yidden each and every single year from their sleep. Al yidei sipur maise shel shonim kadmonius. By telling over a story from thousands of years ago. Sheze bechinas hamegillah shehi dovor yokor moi. This is the Megillah, which is something very precious. V'chol ikra hu bechinas sipur maisa, and the whole Megillah is one big story. Shemascheles vayhi bimei Achashverosh v'chein ad soif hamegillah hakol hoylech al derech sipur maisa. It's one big story. V'hu maisa shel Mordechai v'Esther shehu bechinas maisa shel shon karmonius. It's the story of Mordechai and Esther, which is this story, this aged, aged story. This is what wakes up the Yidden from our sleep each and every single year. As the Pasuk says, these days are remembered and reenacted every year. And celebrated every year. The story of these days brings the Yidden to remember every single year. Sleep is synonymous with forgetting. Person forgets something because he's sleeping on the jar, he's not concentrating. ki hashena hu histalkus hamoichin, because sleep means where the moichin leave, sheze bechinas shikho, which is the same thing as forgetting something. Sherotzo homon lahagber aleihem bechinat, which is what Haman wanted to impose on the Jews, this shikha, bechinas hipil pur. He threw this lottery, she bechinas shikha kemuva. It's brought that this term pur refers to forgetting. V'chein b'chol shona nasizois. And the Sforim write that this happens each and every single year, that Haman Amalek tries to impose this sleep upon Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom. And it's by reading the Megillah that we wake ourselves up from sleep. We destroy that shikha. And it's for this reason that the Gemara says that you must spread out the Megillah like a letter. It's got to have the form of a letter. Because again, it's like a story. It's like when a person's reading a story from a letter. A person receives a letter that tells a whole story. Because this Megillas Esther represents these Sipurei Maisias Mishonim Kadmonios, which I would have the ability to wake up the Yidden from their sleep.